on the Suzy Radio Facebook page, I asked this morning what makes a good winter read. And I've had a few comments. Thank you. It's always good to hear from you. Ruth Warren says that the penguin lessons and spectacles, that they make a great read. And David Hellier says it doesn't take long to read, but Five on Brexit Island is a total scream. Yeah, I've seen that around somewhere. Maybe I'll have to try that one. And Suzy Radio's very own Neil Munday says the Lord of the Rings trilogy. So what makes a good winter read for you? Last week I spoke to Tina and Madeline from Redhill Library, and they've got some suggestions in case you're a little bit stuck.
My name's Tina Campy, and I work here at Redhill Library, and I'm a Redhill Library Network Assistant.
I'm Madeline Riley. I also work at Redhill Library. Till the end of the month, I'm a duty manager, but after that, I go back to being a Library Network Assistant, the same as Tina.
Christmas is out of the way. We're now into a new year. It's cold, it's frosty, it's dark. What better way to curl up in front of a fire with a nice book? What would you recommend at the moment?
Well, we've been speaking to my colleagues, and the first one they came up with was, I haven't actually read it, but I'm told, is Captain Corelli's Mandolin by Louis de Bernier. And it was recommended because it's set in a warm country, it's got romance, and it's got a happy ending. So that's what you want, I think you want.
Oh, we all like happy endings.
For a winter eat. Yes, I do. Yes, I don't like books with sad endings, actually. The other thing I thought of is a series of books. You know, so we've got the Poldark series by Winston Graham. I've just started reading the first of the Call the Midwife books,
yes,
which is absolutely excellent. It's really entertaining. I haven't got very far through it, but it was on my Christmas list, and I know it's the first of many of the series. So that's the sort of thing I would recommend for a winter read.
What's interesting is, as soon as winter starts knocking on library's door, there's one genre of book that is... it goes out more during the winter time than at any other time, and that's anything by Charles Dickens. Everybody needs to involve themselves in a little bit of Charles Dickens, and I don't know why, but it's a very seasonal winter sort of read. So and Charles Dickens, I don't know why. I think it's historical. I think it takes back, you know, when winters were winters and it used to snow. Not always a happy read, Charles Dickens, no, but it's amazing how that works out. And the other thing is Agatha Christie. People still like to read a bit of murder on a dark, cold night. It's, you know, it makes it more atmospheric. So Agatha Christie is always very popular, I think. And we notice there's quite a bit more as a way of crime and thrillers going out on people's library cards. Children obviously like to read, obviously anything to do with snow and leaves falling, and there's plenty of children's literature downstairs about that. And poetry is another thing. Poetry, during the winter time, it's a very warm, cosy read, and poetry tends to sort of go up a little bit during the autumn and winter months. And then as soon as the spring comes, and as soon as we have the warmer weather, all that sort of Dickens sort of thing, it tails right off again.
So are you saying that some of these reads are actually seasonal?
I think there are books in our library that do go out more seasonally, you know, such as the warm, curly up sort of Agatha Christie and Charles Dickens. They are what a curly up sort of read, you know, for people. And I think books that Madeline's mentioned as well, such as Call the Midwife. Again, it's a very warm, cosy read, and it's sort of real life, and it's life that we've all, in some way or other, have been through, if you see what I mean. So, and that makes a coziness about it. You know, it's like a big cushion or a big eiderdown around you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel, because you've been there and you've had a similar experience, and that's what makes a warm, cosy read. It's about, you know, having an empathy with what the author is actually, you know, writing about. And that, yeah, I think it's, yeah, certainly Call the Midwife, I would certainly agree with Madeline there.
So with the Call the Midwife series, and I'm yet to read these, would you say they're aimed towards women more, or is there anything for men?
Yeah, call the midwife women, but I would say the Pole Dark series is read by both men and women. Bill Bryson's very popular with blokes. I think because it's sort of more factual. I can't remember quite that one, but it's set in his early childhood, growing up in the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, he's written numerous, and then they actually made a film actually as well about his life with them. I think Emma Thompson was in it with Robert Redford. Mm-hmm. And that was based on a Bill Bryson book. Yes,
most recent one isn't it? Road to Little Dribbling or something
that's
like that.
Road to Little Dribbling. That's his most recent, and that's on an awful lot of reading group lists at the moment because we have reading groups and we cater for reading groups here. It's one of the top hits at the moment for a reading group, and I think it's because it's different. You know, it's as Madeline said, it's more factual, and it actually it steps out of the lady sort of zone and into the more the man zone, you know, and it's more attractive. And I think women like reading Bill Bryson as well, but it is more of a man's read.
Yeah. And it's a good read.
Yeah, and it's comic as well, and I think that particularly tends to appeal mainly perhaps more to blokes, without being too stereotypical.
So it has been well known that women are probably more likely to read a book than a man, but do you get many men coming in to borrow books or even to, like, your reading groups?
Now, we used to have a reading group. Red Hill Library did have a reading group once, and we actually managed to actually have, we had one or two men within the reading group. We had one man, and it was amazing actually, because the dynamics of the group changed. Normally it's a very woman orientated thing to join a reading group club, but by having just one man there, it completely changed the dynamics, and it brought something into it, you know, because it's his point of view, a men's point of view and women's point of view. Never the twain meets, does it? without being, you know, but
yes.
It was an interesting thing to actually observe and watch. But then they all read the same book. But, you know, when women had their sort of point of view, which was always quite similar, but a man, when he read the same book, completely different. And why is that? It's because, was it that famous book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, or whatever?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that famous book?
Oh, yes.
I think that has got a lot to do with it.
Yes. Because we don't actually have any all-male reading groups, not that I'm aware of.
No. I think if there's any men out there who are listening to this and they would like to set up a male-orientated reading group, we here at Red Hill Library would love to hear from you. Because there is an awful lot of literature here within the library that we could actually put your way, you know, and reading is enhancing, it's encompassing, and it's, you know, there's the famous saying, you're never alone when you're reading a book, and you're not, so you can't ever be lonely when you're reading a book. So, you know, any men, you know, who are in a situation where, you know, they're either alone, or that they have part of the day when they're alone, or they can give, you know, some time to actually set up a reading group, we would love to hear from them. Because it would bring a whole new thing, you know, a whole new thing for us to actually work with a group with. So it'd be good.
And we could help with publicity and that sort of thing, you know, posters and put stuff on Twitter and on the web. So, you know, come in and see us about that.
Des, you're a man, you like reading. Any comment?
I guess I tend to go for detective murder. That kind of genre. It's something that not so much the Agatha Christie, I think I've read all of those, but I like the Val McDermott books, and there was another author, an American author whose name has completely gone from my mind, but again it's detective but more around a private eye rather than a police detective, and some of the unusual takes on that. But that's what I guess I tend to go to with a novel.
Yeah, and that's, again, it's a man. I mean, there are lots of ladies love a bit of bloodthirsty, curdling stuff, you know. But men, yeah, they like thriller. They love adventure.
Sue Grafton.
Sue Grafton's very, very popular.
Yeah.
She does. Is she the one that does A's for?
Yeah, Yes.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. She runs through the alphabet, Sue Grafton, doesn't she?
She got to Z yet?
I don't know that she has got to Z, but every title of anything she's written, it starts with a letter of the alphabet, and it's a very clever way of actually starting a novel. Mm-hmm. Because it condenses it, and it makes it easier for an author to actually start when they're writing. It simplifies it, because you're sort of homing on that one letter, and then after that you get into it, and then you infiltrate all sorts. It's wonderful. So Sue Grafton, I would agree with that. Yeah, yeah. But Verva McDermott's quite bloodthirsty, mm-hmm. isn't she?
Too nasty.
I understand she's one of your favourites, Tina.
No, I don't do that much in a way. No, I don't. Okay. I read more historical, really.
Oh,
but I love that sort of thing. But no, I have read some. Yeah, I have read. Kathy Reichs is another nasty one that writes lots of. So if you like a lot of dissecting and stuff, you know, wow, you know, a bit of Kathy Reichs, you get in there.
Everything should start with that.
That
would wake everybody up.
That's my phone, hang on.
Oh, that was fantastic. We got a text, or Tina got a text right in the middle of the interview. Fantastic. After having a bit of a bad morning, so that really cheered me up. Fred Flintstone for her text messaging is fantastic. Tina and Madeline from Red Hill Library, of course. This month we're looking at novels to read whilst curled up in front of the fire, or maybe curled up in bed on a winter's day or even a winter's evening. And shortly we're going to be talking about DIY. It's Susie Radio, Tess Lucy with you till 12. Now we're hearing from Tina and Madeline from Red Hill Library. Now we've looked at books to read on a cold winter's evening, and we've discussed some novels that might be interesting for you. What about DIY? DIY books, they are quite popular at this time of year as well.
So it may be winter, but spring is hopefully on the way very soon, and people are already turning their thoughts to maybe DIY.
DIY, yeah, you know, like, you know, we've done the murder, we've disemboweled a body, let's now do your DIY and start putting stuff back together again. So, what do we need doing in our house, you know?
I need loads in my house.
You know, people's gutters need clearing out. I know that I've got that, get up on a ladder and scoop it all out, you know, but it's an essential, really. You know, you've had a hard winter, you've had leaves falling in the gutter, you get upstairs. We have books on clearing your gutters.
Wow.
So that's where you start, and you work from the top, don't you, when you do your house, and you work your way down. So, bathrooms, you know, a lot of condensation during the winter. You know, you need to sort that out and get rid of the mould. Well, it's all here in the library, how you do it, where you get your stuff, how you use it. It's here.
Do they come along and do it as well?
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that, yeah. Another thing is, when you're talking at DIY, a lot of people start thinking now, a lot of people want to move.
Yes.
This time of year, and this is when people tend to think, well, we need to put the house on the market,
mm-hmm.
just after Easter or something like that, and that's when the men think, well, we've got to do decorating, we've got to get new carpets, you know, and sort some things out, you know, sort out the kitchen cupboards, new doors and things like that, yeah. So that's another sort of thing, that DIY is people moving house, and most people like to have their house looking really nice.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the spring weather coming in, and you've got, you know, you get the photographers from the estate agents,
mm-hmm.
the house has to look wonderful. Yeah, I think we will be doing a DIY display in the not-too-distant future here at Red Hill Library.
So by bringing it downstairs, you're encouraging more people, because maybe some people may not actually come upstairs or realise you've got an upstairs.
So many people actually don't realise you've got an upstairs, and they've been coming into the library for years, and then they say, oh, where's the travel books? Oh, they're upstairs. Oh, you've got an upstairs. I also think, to add to the DIY stuff, I think we'll put some craft books out, because New Year, people like to try something new.
Now, we've talked about the books a good read in winter, and we've talked about it probably aiming more towards the female clientele, but would you say that the DIY books are mainly taken out by men, or are women interested in DIY as well?
Oh, I think they are, and I think a lot of women are actually the member of the household that is actually doing the DIY. I know my sister at the moment is currently decorating her dining room.
I know I like to do the painting in our house.
Yeah, actually, I like doing the painting. I haven't yet tackled wallpapering. But
oh, no, forget that one.
I've done some more. I have to strip my bathroom door. I bought a heat gun.
Ooh.
All right, to do this. And I've got these special scraper things, and I've tried it, and I've got to go out now and buy gloves now, because the thing gets so hot. So I do attempt it. So the thing is, with wallpapering, there's a trick here, ladies, what you do, all right, for the men that don't want to do it. You start to peel the paper off, very, very, in little tiny bits to start with, and then you make it a bit more and a bit more, until he says, the paper's peeling off there. And you say, oh dear, yes, of course. Well, you better go out and get that sorted out then, hadn't you? So a little tip, ladies, if you want to have some wallpapering done, is to start peeling a little bit off in a corner, all right? And then pop to the local library, come here, and we've got plenty of books on wallpapering. You can just leave them conveniently for a bit of coffee table reading. And maybe it might encourage, you know. But yeah, just start peeling the wallpaper off.
I've got a funny story there. My mother-in-law waited ages for her husband to wallpaper the kitchen, so she decided to do it herself. And it wasn't until she'd finished that she realised, or someone pointed out to her, it was actually upside down.
That's easy to do, isn't it? Right, there is this one book here, and it's in the Haynes Manual style, and it's geared at women, up for women, you know, us girls who do love a little bit of DIY to start the men off, perhaps, you know. Women's Home DIY. It's Fix It and Finish It Manual in the Haynes Manual style. So, girls, it's got a pink-purple cover. There's a picture of a lady wielding her power drill, and wearing her goggles and her gloves, and she's wearing a tool belt too. So yes, maybe I ought to sort of get one of those and just leave it lying around, frightening, won't it? Me running around with a power drill. Wow.
Flamethrower in one hand.
Oh,
in the
my
other.
Goodness me.
They've also done some sort of joke Haynes manuals, haven't they, on childcare and things like that.
Haynes manuals have been going for years. They started out as manuals for motor cars.
Right.
And people could buy, you know, if they had trying to sort of work on their own motor car and something, you know. And they would sort of write these books, or mass produce these books on this one particular car. So if you wanted to do an oil change on a Vauxhall estate or whatever, it would be, and at a certain year that the car was made, there was a way of showing you how to do it, and the Haynes manuals, and they're still out there, but they've actually gone one step further now. There's Haynes manuals for everything, even tanks.
Starship Enterprise?
Yes.
So, selection of books from our shelves. So we've got Sarah Beeney's 100 DIY Jobs, The Essentials Made Simple, which seems quite good, and I think she did some television programmes.
She has done some, yeah.
And
lots of diagrams.
Yes, lots of diagrams. And a vast range of subjects, from staining floorboards to making and hanging curtains.
Ooh.
Completely do your home. And another one we've got here is called The House Repairs Expert, A Fix It for Every Home Irritation.
So for those little bits of wallpaper that have started to peel and is irritating, it'll be in this book.
And the final one I've just picked up is by Jeffrey West, and it's called A Guide to Major House Repairs.
Mm.
So that sounds like something really serious, a bit more than Tina's wallpaper problem. Horrible pictures of some sort of mouldy stuff, dry rot or something, it looks like.
Yuck.
So if you're unfortunate enough to have those sort of problems, we have a book about it.
Tina and Madeline, thank you very much, and we'll catch up with you next month.
And Tina and Madeline from Red Hill Library are back with us on Suzy Radio on Monday, the 6th of February. But just to remind you of some of those recommended authors mentioned, if you like a good read. Of course, you've got Bill Bryson, Agatha Christie, Val McDermott, Sue Grafton and Kathy Wright. And also the Corner Midwife and Poldark books as well. I managed to catch up with Corner Midwife last night. I recorded it Christmas Day and it was good to see them actually going out of London, because they've been going for some time now, and I was thinking, well, what are they actually going to do? I know they're going through the decades and things of what happened during that time, but I thought, what are they actually going to do? But this one was good. They were in South Africa and it was good. So if you missed that, I don't know if you can still get it on Catch Up TV. But also, along with those novels to keep you entertained on these cold, dark evenings, the DIY book suggested, The Haynes Manual, and also Women's Home DIY, Sarah Beeny, 100 DIY Jobs, The Essentials Made Easy, and of course, Jeffrey West and A Guide to the Major House Repairs. So there's just some books for you if you're interested, not just for the men, but us women as well. Yay! Why not? I love to do the painting around our home. What kind of DIY jobs do you like to do?